This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with President Duma Boko of Botswana in Gaborone today. They will discuss and explore new avenues for enhancing bilateral cooperation in areas such as trade and investment, technology, energy, agriculture, health, pharmaceuticals, defense, and people-to-people ties. President Draupadi Murmu will also address parliamentarians, interact with members of the Indian community, and visit sites of historic significance in Botswana during her visit. Several dignitaries from Botswana will also call on her. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that everyone involved in the Delhi blast incident will face the full wrath of investigating agencies. He chaired high-level security review meetings with senior officials in New Delhi yesterday to assess the situation following the car blast near the Red Fort in the national capital on Monday. He instructed the officials to hunt down each and every culprit behind the Delhi blast incident. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has handed over the probe into the incident to the National Investigation Agency. Delhi Police has registered a case under various sections of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, Explosive Act and Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation is informed that Lal Kila Metro Station will remain closed due to security reasons. It said that all other stations are functional as normal. The Red Fort will also remain shut for visitors till tomorrow. Polling in Bihar Assembly elections has concluded with a historic highest ever voter turnout of 66.91%. The polling was held in two phases on 6th November and 11th November for all 243 Assembly constituencies. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, the Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that the voters of Bihar have created history in independent India. He said in all the elections that took place since 1951, the highest voting percentage was recorded in 2025, which is approximately 66.9%.
The voters of Bihar have created history in independent India. This election witnessed the highest voter turnout since 1951, with nearly 66.9%. Not only that, our mother, daughters and sister showed their faith in Election Commission by recording the highest ever female turnout of 71%. These transparent and peaceful elections in Bihar have set an example for the entire country. The Election Commission has always stood with the voter. It always has and always will.
Our correspondent has more details.
The two-phase assembly elections witnessed an unprecedented level of participation from voters across urban and rural areas, marking a new milestone in Bihar's electoral history. The first phase registered over 65% polling, while the second phase recorded around 69% voting. Bihar also recorded the highest ever female voter turnout in its history. The turnout of male voters was 62.8% and the female voters was 71.6%. No major incident of violence or booth capturing was reported during both the phases, and polling remained completely peaceful. The counting of votes for all 243 assembly constituencies will take place on 14th November with Dharmendra Rai. This is Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Bethia.
India announced a concessional line of credit of 4,000 crore rupees for Bhutan to fund energy projects. The announcement was made while Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with the King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, in Thimphu yesterday. They held discussions on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Both the leaders also jointly inaugurated the 1,020-megawatt Punatsang Chu 2 hydroelectric project, a milestone in energy partnership between India and Bhutan. They also witnessed exchange of three MOUs in the fields of renewable energy, mental health services and healthcare to further strengthen bilateral cooperation. The 89-year-old veteran cine star Dharmendra has been discharged from hospital this morning. An official statement issued by Dharmendra's family has requested the media and the public to refrain from any further speculation and respect his privacy. It also thanked everyone for prayers and good wishes for his recovery, good health and long life. And that is the end of this news bulletin.